A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 7th, 2019. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-6192-077 and we'll call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 5930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock p.m.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook pages, so you can join us, join in the conversation right now. If you haven't liked us yet, like us, please go to VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele and like us so that you can join in the conversation right now.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the International Women's Day, which is recognized globally, celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day, which falls tomorrow on Friday the 8th, also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity.
Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa on Wednesday pledged to continue working towards the uplifting of women and girls, saying his government is working towards full gender equality.
The theme for International Women's Day 2019 is Balance for Better, which, among other issues, emphasizes that balance is not just a women's issue, but it is also a business issue and required to be exercised in such areas as boardrooms, government, media coverage, and wealth.
Yes, Star, and the Zimbabwean Constitution stipulates that women and men have the right to equal treatment, including the right to equal opportunities in political, economic, cultural, and social spheres.
And the Zimbabwean Minister of Women Affairs, Community, Small and Medium Enterprises Development, Thembiso Nyoni, told Studio 7 earlier that the national launch of this year's event will be held tomorrow in the Midlands Province, Gokwe South District at Nemangwe Cotton Marketing Board, and Vice President Kembo Mohadi will be officiating. Let's listen to her explaining tomorrow's agenda.
Yes, tomorrow we are celebrating the International Women's Day in Gokwe, and we are going to have a big crowd, and our Vice President is going to officially launch that. And in the end, we are going to have exhibitions, showcasing the achievements of women and what they have done in terms of the products. It could be agricultural products or industrial products or sewing or handicrafts. We have invited any woman who can come from the Midlands and the national, because it's a national event. So we have women that will be coming from Harare, from Bulawayo, from Kwekwe, from Gweru, and from Ngai to celebrate together. We will be celebrating the achievements of women. The problem with Africa, that we are pushed to look at ourselves negatively until we become that negative. So in my ministry, I want to change the narrative. The women have achieved a lot. Why don't we talk about those things? That we have a woman pilot. Let's celebrate it. We've got a woman that has managed to educate her child, you know, from meager resources, and that child has a degree. Why don't we celebrate that mother? We have a woman that is leading a center that is being constructed, and the children are training. Why don't we celebrate that woman rather than all the time talk about what is not there rather than what is there?
That was Thembiso Nyoni, Minister of Women Affairs, speaking to Studio 7 earlier on.
Very encouraging words there, Star. But let's also take a listen to what the African Union ambassador to the United States, Dr. Aniraka Chiombori-Kwan, had to say about Women's Day, which is tomorrow.
Ambassador Dr. Arikana Chihombori-Kwao, I am the African Union ambassador to the United States. Happy Women's Day to all the women of the world. In my role as the ambassador to the U.S., I am privileged to sit with the African heads of state during the summit, where all of them are under one roof debating issues pertaining to Africa. The issue of women is in the forefront. As a matter of fact, the African Union has declared gender parity by year 2025. And they are leading by example. Currently at the African Union, the leadership out of the 10 commissioners, 50% are women. And the other five, one is the chairman, the other one is the deputy chair. So if you take out the deputy chair and the chair, African Union actually has more female leaders in its top leadership, which means five females and three male commissioners. And then secondly, you take a country like Ethiopia. We have a female president and 50-50 parliament. Go to Rwanda. Rwanda is almost 60% female parliament. And a lot of other countries are being challenged to follow suit. So the political will, I can tell you, people are wrong. I have sat with the African heads of state and I have had them declare gender parity by 2025. The political will is there. The machinery is now in place. And we are on the move. As a matter of fact, if you look at the strides that we are making as Africans, we are moving in leaps and bounds. We are not where we need to be, far from it, because we are coming from way behind. But we are in the right direction. And of course, for us to move forward, we also need to step up.
We were hearing there, Star, from Ambassador Chihombori-Kwan. She's speaking about, I had asked her a question to say that, you know, we've had African governments and other governments saying, you know, speaking about gender parity, but is there political will? So she says, yes, there is. So, you know, it's now for us women to wait and see what's going to happen in the upcoming years.
Yebo ke, laba basanda kusixhuma manje, lamhla sixoxa ngodaba. Lokunanzwa kwamalungelo abesifazana babekelwa ilanga eceleni okuthiwa International Women's Day. Uxolo, Mavela, sincela uqalise wena umphimbo wami uyala.
Yes, Star. Also, we had an opportunity to speak to some women who actually attended a few events. Yesterday, we had the Minister of Finance here in Washington speaking about opportunities for women and opportunities for Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Let's listen to what some of the women who attended that event said about International Women's Day. We are lining up the videos, Star, but let's go to the women and hear what they said.
My name is Pearl Matibe. I'm a columnist and an author, but I'm also a founder and executive director for Advocates for Progress, which is a nonpartisan think tank here in Washington, D.C. I just want to send a message to that girl child that is in rural Zimbabwe, Kumzarabani, Kanakuti Kugokwe. If you think that your dreams are not possible, I want to motivate any woman that is in Zimbabwe that anything is possible. Dreams are possible. We are as ordinary as anyone in Zimbabwe. It's just that when you're in Zimbabwe, you might feel and think that the suffering is too much and that you cannot leave your community, or maybe you don't have any money, no job, or any resources. But we are here and we are proof. I am proof that I am from Zimbabwe, I've lived in Zimbabwe, but have been able now to start a successful think tank business. So I do want to wish every single woman in Zimbabwe and in the region a very happy Women's Day, but most of all, that they can live out their aspirations and their values and live their dreams, because dreams are possible, even if you're a Zimbabwean. I know sometimes it comes across as if being Zimbabwean itself sometimes feels as if it's an extreme sport. But believe in yourself, dreams are possible.
We're hearing there from a lady based here in Washington, D.C., Pearl Matibe, who was speaking about what she has managed to achieve as a woman. And she's encouraging all women out there. I know she mentioned, she said, you could be in Gokwe, you could be in Muzarabani. This year is your time to act, balance. Let's go to another clip from another woman who also spoke at an event hosted by Professor Ntuli Ncube here in Washington, D.C.
My name is Omega Taonezi, and I am the managing partner of Wafamba Wapota Consulting. It's a women-owned consulting company. We are Zimbabweans, and we provide advisory, business advisory services to Zimbabwean diaspora members, to people interested in doing business in Zimbabwe. And we also promote tourism.
What's your message for Women's Day, which is tomorrow?
So for Women's Day, I just want to encourage women with business ideas, would-be entrepreneurs, that you need to go forward and actualize your dreams. There are a lot of barriers for us to progress. You just have to persevere and move on and do what you really need to do.
Very encouraging words there from a young Zimbabwean here in Washington, D.C., Omega Taonezi. She is actually sharing about the company that she started. And in fact, she's the one that organized, her and her other partner, who's also a woman, organized the event where Professor Ntuli Ncube was speaking here in Washington. Kuneo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Nasi tirikutarisa zuwa revanhukadzi rinozikanwa pasi rose seinternational Women's Day. Iro richange ririko mangwana. Tiri kutarisa kuti pane zvirongwa zvipi zvingange zviri kuitirwa madzimai panguva iyi. Tiri kuona kuti United Nations iri kutaura iyo kuti theme yayo this year vari kuti iyo inonzi balance. Zvinoreva kuti balance izvinhu kuti ukuri mukadzi, ukuri CEO, hanzi vatora kuti technology nezvimwe kuti zvinhu zvacho zvinyatsoendeka semunhukadzi. Asi vari kuti ivo madzimai mangwana vachange vari kuremekedzwa ivo nemabasa avanoita. Vangange vari madzimai ari kumamisha, madzimai vari kumadhorobha, nemadzimai ari pasi rose. Mangwana izuva rekuti madzimai vawanikwe vachiremekedzwa. Saka tambonzwa zvekubva kuna amai Stembiso Nyoni, vanova ivo gurukota remadzimai, vanga vari kutaura kuti vane zvirongwa zvavachange vachiita mangwana zvekukurudzira madzimai, nyanya vekumaruva. Ndambotaura zvakare naamai Ronica Mumbire veWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe, vatichange tiinavo vakatomirira kuti tivabate panguva inoyi. Vari kutiwo zve vane zvirongwa zvavanazvo kugokwe zvekuedza kusimudzira madzimai ari kumaruva. Tinoonazve vanoita zvemitambo, tichange tiina Tariro neGitare achange ari pano pachirongwa, vari kurongawo zvimwewo zvavari kuronga. Saka zuva iri rinobata munhu wese, rinobata maCEO, maambasada, rinobata vanoita zvekuimba, rinobata mudzimai ari kubika ari kumusha kwake kugokwe, kungave kuri kumarambinda, kuchipinge, kupi nekupi, vese mangwana izuva rekuti tivasimudzire madzimai avo. Kune mamwe zvemadzimai ndoziva vanogara vari padande mutande iro reinternet, nemiwo tichange tiine mangwana tichinzwa kuti ndezvipi zvamuri kuita, angava ari magrupu neapi neapi. Tinoziva kuti gore rino kwakavhurwa magrupu akawanda chaizvo, kuna ana Paushamwari Hwedu, kuna ana Ladies Retreat, kuna ana Mvenge Mvenge, kuna ana Let's Talk. Kune magrupu akawanda emadzimai, dandaro remadzimai. Tichange tichida kunzwa kwamuri kuti imi muri kuritamba sei zuva remadzimai iri. Uyezve tichange tiri kufonerana nemi, kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, endai pano VOA show namonyora namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tikubatei mupinde muchirongwa. Tinochingamidza zvakare vamwe vese vangange vapinda muchirongwa chedu pari zvino. Tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Regai timbotaura nevashoma. Tina Sasha Gova vanyora namba yake. Will Sweeney ari pano vari kuona nesu. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, nyorai namba dzenyu kuti tiwanikwe isu tichikufonerai mupinde muchirongwa muchitaurawo pfungwa dzenyu. Asi regai ndiende kune wangu ari muno. Standakile, over to you.
Yebo ke, marvelous kulabo abasanda ukusixhasa. Sikhuluma ngelanga lokunanza amalungelo abesifazana kanye lenhlelo zokubathuthukisa eziqoqwayo lezenziwayo, i-International Women's Day. Leli ke lilanga elinanzwa umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngakho eleZimbabwe liyamanyana lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukuthi linanze leli langa. Sizwile ke bekhuluma lapho kumabonakude abakade besembuthanweni obuqoqwe isigodlo seZimbabwe esikhona pha eMelika eEmbassy bekulo sikhwicamfundo umnumzana umnumzana Mthuli Ncube umphathi intambo obona ngezemali ubekhona khona pha eWashington DC ntemba lokho ekhona besikambileke ukuyambona izolo ntambama ekhuluma ichasisa ngenhlelo zikahulumende yikho ke lapha besifazana ade bekhona bexoxa bekhuluma ngabakufisayo ukuthi ngabe eZimbabwe liyikho sizwile njalo lomela eZimbabwe United Nations ekhona pha eMelika uambassador ukhulumile kena ukuthi abesifazana zinenge inhlelo zentuthuko ezenzwayo njalo bakhona ade kuthiwa ngunkosikazi Chimborikwa kuchile ukuthi bakhona abalezikhundla iziphezulu labo abakhethwayo ukuthi bezibambele izikhundla isikho ukuthi abesifazana bachona bengcindezelwe ukuphela siyananzela njalo ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhulumile ukuthi uhulumende wakhe ufuna ukuthuthukisa abesifazana kulenhlelo aziqhubayo eza besifazana lamantombazana ukuthi kube lalokho okuthiwa ngesingisi gender equality ukuthi kulunganiswe amathuba abesifazana lawo abesilisa engatsheni eziningi zikahulumende kukhona phela kwezombusazwe kwezomnotho welizwe langaphingaphi njalo indikimba yalonyaka ukuthi balance for better ukuthi kungakhangelwa nje amalungelo abesifazana kuphela kodwa kungathiwa ngawesifazana kodwa amalungelo abo ayachithekela kwezamabhizimusi lakwezinye ukuthi ungathuthukiswa esifazana usuthuthukise indawo eziningi kuma-boardrooms kwezokwethula kwembiko lezenotho kukanti nje vele lesisekelo sombuso eZimbabwe siyatsho ukuthi kumele kube lamathuba afanayo awesifazana labesilisa siphindeke saxoxa ngixoxelo unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni yena ke umphathi intambo kahulumende obona ngesiphathelane labesifazana esichasisela ngomkhosi wakusasa ngoba phela ilanga leli lanxa sixoxa ngalo kathesi libuya kusasa ke lona kodwa besikhangela nje ukuthi kuyini okuqoqwe kwenza ukuthi sihlale silungiselele sikwazi ukuzayenzakala sixoxela ke unkosikazi Nyoni wasitshela ukuthi kusasa baba besegogwe yikho ke lapho kabe kukhuluma khona ngingasathi nje ngcono ngamkhupha amazwi emlonyeni zilaleleleni lena ekhuluma unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ngelanga lakusasa
ndinonzi Shingi Mangwiro ndoda kukurudzira vanhu kadzi madzimai kuti tikwanise kunge tiri vanhu vakazvimirira
okuchikuti kusasa sine celebration International Women's Day senzele gogwe GNB board center okuchikuti singose Midlands labanye ukuthi sizo celebrate sidinga sibili ukuthi si celebrate ayikhona ukuthi sibe sihlala silokho sikhuluma ngezinto ezimbi ezingenzakaliyo kumbe ezenzakala kubo mama khathesi sifuna ukujinja abathi ngesilungu narrative sesikhulume ngokuhle okwenziwe ngomama kumbe okwenziwa ngomama singathi thina ungazukhangelisise noma singakastiki khona kodwa sokulabo mama bathize abalama business sokulabo mama bathize abakupolitika bangama minister sokulabo mama bathize aba drive ama family china ama engineer konke lokhona kumele sikuthathe sokuthi mgceke abantu sikucelebrate ukuthi hayi silabo mama sebenze izinto ezinhle ezivokekayo
Yeah.
Bese kusithi lokhana okubi okucindezelo okwama-rap okwe-domestic violence sibe sesibambana njengabomama labobaba sibe le strategy yokukucitsha but inyanga lengeyethu mama ake siduduzeleni sithakazelele okuhle okwenziwa ngomama kuyabe kugcwele ngoba sibize omama bonke kuyabe kule thousands of people but okunye sikwenzileyo ukuthi omama babuye nemisebenzi yabo yezandla so kuyabe kubukiswa imisebenzi yezandla eyenziwa ngomama ngalelo langa so iprogram yethu ithi sifike ekuseni lo mhlonitshwa sizabhoda sibone ukuthi omama imithungo yabo izilimo zabo izifuyo zabo konke nje okuhle abakwenzayo azaze kutshengisela khonapho.
Yebo ke lo ngonkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni umphathi ntambo kahulumende obona ngesiphathelane labesifazana ichasisa ke ukuthi umkhosi wakusasa uyabuse Gokwe South District eMangwe lapho okuzabe kulo umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Kembo Mohati njalo besifazana bebukisa impahla zabo mavela
Trukunzikoti tine munyarikani wedu wokutanga amai Ronica Mumbire vesangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe Trukunzikoti tanavo panhare regai tiende kwavari tinzwe kuti vakaronga chii pazuva ramangwana. Hello mai Mumbire. Trukunzikoti havasati vapo asi regai timbochingamidza vari pano palive feed yedu tinokukoshesa ichaizvo munogara muri pano muchititsigira pachirongwa chedu cheWomen's Roundtable nezvimwewo regai tichingamidza vari pano pari zvino tinochingamidza William Shavai, I'm watching you from Muchidi, and this is on the Kupuko. Aaron Mawai, I'm watching you from South Africa. Tawanda Ndlovu, and Zimbabwe yaora. Rasa ichinu ichi, shumba naifo, sanzi chau ya chirongwa chedu, checho kwa di chinotipa nenyanzvi zedu ze Studio 7. Tino kutenda ive Studio 7 ne kutipa kurira kujika kwa kanaka kwecho kwa di magadiva na tete vangu kwa Amerika uko. Ndimava matipa message ye International Women's Day, tino kutenda I shumba naifo, babata tenda mahacha mzo. I'm watching you live from Durban in South Africa. Disciple Gilson Madani Ranzi Sisters. We are here. Tewa tewa matondo. Anzi maneraka naka ndafara kupinda mchirongwa. Ndiri kuno ku South Africa. Richmore Maringa. Anzi, I'm watching you from Cape Town. Disciple Avati. Sisters ndiri pano ndirikukuonai. Anzi vakadzi tinokutsigirai all the way. Pane vamwe vanga vatinyorera. Vanga vari kuti sisi Caroline Mutara. Anzi amufone imi mune vanhu venyu vamunofonera. Aiwa sisi Caroline imboti yedzai tipei namba dzenyu. Muone kuti nhasi hatifoneri. Nigel Terera aripo anonga tipa namba dzake kuti timufonera. Richard Moyo anzi chekutanga maswera sei vanhu vamwari munofara here kwamuri ikoko kumativi mana enyika tinoti muchengetwe namwari nguva dzose hama zvakakosha kurangarira zuva remadzimai nevanasikana uye nekuti madzimai vazhinji vanourayiwa zuva nezuva nevana vachibatwa chibharo. Saka ndi Richard Moyo, mfundisi Richard Moyo, vanogara vachititsigira pano vari kuti zvakakosha kuti kodzero dzemadzimai dzirambe idzo dzichiremekedzwa. Tina John Chikudza ari pananzi ndifonerei tapiwa chimedza. Hanzi ndifonerei ndakakumirirai pano pachirongwa. Tinochingamidzazve vese vanogara vachititsigira pachirongwa icho chino uye zvemunoziva zvekuita kuti kana muchinge mapinda muchirongwa mubva madzvanya pakanzi share kuitira kuti tione takawanda. Regai timbonzwa zvakataura mamwe madzimai vanga vari kumusangano wane zuro wakakokerwa iwo nemuzinda weAmerica imo muno muWashington kwanga kuna Professor Ntuli Ncube. Tine madzimai mamwe vanga vari pamusangano ipapa. Regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii pamusoro peInternational Women's Day ichange iriko mangwana.
Moyo ndafarawo zvikuru kuve pano nhasi paembassy tichinzwa nezvirongwa zviri kuitika kumusha nekuziva mabusiness programs ari kuitika kumusha and zvinhu zvinofadza kuziva zviri kuitika on the ground since tiri kunoku and hatikwanisi kuenda kumusha all the time so this was really fruitful kuva pano nhasi.
Munoona sei kuti iro vhiki rino mangwana izuva reInternational Women's Day?
Since every week here, International Women's Day, as a woman, zvinhu zvinofadza kuva pano tichidzidziswa nezviri kuitika kumusha, tichiziva nezvirongwa zviri kuitika kumusha kwenyu.
We heard the staff from Mary Moyo. She was one of the women that actually attended the event that was held at the Zimbabwe Embassy here in Washington, where Professor Ncube was, you know, outlining some of the opportunities that are available for people in the diaspora. But he also pointed out towards women that this is time for them to also take up the reins and be, you know, make their trek back home to invest in Zimbabwe.
Yebo ke lo ke ngomunye obekhuluma emhlanganweni obuqoqwe ngo obu lo mphathi ntambo kahulumende umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uMary Moyo la ubekhuluma kulo umhlangano. Sizukuthi sesile umhlonishwa wethu oqala ecingweni unkosazana magodonga mahlango wenhlanganiso ye Women of Zimbabwe Arise siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga.
Yebo ke selifikile ilanga leliyana elibuya mnyaka yonke lokunanza amalungelo abesifazana. Ye ungathi ngaqala ngokuthi lina njengehozali khangelele ukulinanza njani leli langa kumbe ngalinga ukuthi bahla kumbali ukuthi bahla
ilanga leli siqalise vele singathi amazi ambala adlulileyo siyenze singama common ground sibuze omama ukuthi ilanga leli khona International Women's Day bakhangele ba impilo yabe injani besikhangela ukuthi ama hierarchy needs of our mama yokuthi nxa bengawahlela bawabhale phansi bengathandani ukuthi uhulumende abenzeleni sikhangele ngetimu yalonyaka i-International Women's Day Balance for Better ikhuluma ngokuthi ukulinganiswa nje kwabomama ekwezombusazwe kwezokuhlala kahle esikhangelela khona lokho. So omama bakhuluma kakhulu bethi isikhathi esinzima ilanga leli sizalithakazela kodwa bazoba umkhosi awuzabakhumbula bahlangane babone ukuthi bengenzani ukuze bathuthukise impilo lezi abaziphilayo ngoba impilo yezimbabwe kathesi ezomnotho kazimanga ngendlela eyizo omama athi bafuna ulanza lo mkhosi ekhuluma ngokuthi njengenhlanga nje ewoza umnyaka lo we-16 iwoza isunguliwe lokhu lela amalungelo oluntu lokhu amalungelo omama so bathi bafuna ukuthi baqoqe phansi babe lolusu lwezinto abazazinika uhulumente bathi hhayi uhulumende siyakuza lokhu nalokho kodwa thina sikhangelele ukuthi lathi iy'mpilo zethu zingabi ngezokudubeka kususela sizalwa siyesiye siye kufa ngoba yikho okwenzakalayo kwathesi.
Yebo, kuyezwakala. Kodwa njalo ungathini kathesi ngendlela abesifazane abahlezi ngayo kathesi sesikhangela kwezomnotho welizwe?
Ezomnotho welizwe imungulo eziningi ekuxoxisaneni labo bathe khona sebeyehlisile ukudla abanye badla kule mungulo eziningi ezithona zidla kanye ngelanga that is ngo-3 ntambama ngoba asenelisi ukuthenga impupha asenelisi ukuthenga konke ama-basic commodities nalawo ngoba ibhondi ukuqathaniswa kwebhondi le-US khonokho because yona vele ibhondi langkhona labalala so lezi mula ke zithi zidla kabili bathe kuseni badla ikholeji lempuphu elingelani nje kuyabe esikhathini liba lethukela esikhathini ngabe lethukela entambama sebesidla isithwala nembhida but abanye bathi le mbhida yakhona basayinelisi ngoba amanzi kobulawayo kawekho ukuthi balime bathelezele imbhida yabo so impilo yabomama inzima kakhulukazi khuluma nje ngobulawayo and kuphinde kwangezelwa ekubhidlika kwezitolo ngesikhathi e-shutdown bathona abasenelisi ukuthi bathenge emagosi abo ngoba amagosi abo ngama-tuck shop so sekumele bathole imali ukuthi bagade baye e-city center ukuze bayithenga so sinaza lo mkhosi sikhala kakhulukazi njengabomama bakobulawayo kakhulukazi
ehhe
isigaba sethu simajani la kodwa vele i-covert ekhona leyi ithi iba ngawe.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu. Ungabamba khonapho uhlale ecingweni sizaphenduka kuwe njalo sesixoxa ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Mabela.
Hello. Tiri kunzwa kuti tine mutereri wedu uyezve mutsigiri wedu mukuru pano pachirongwa ishamwari yedu yepano pa Women's Roundtable Tariro neGitare. Tinokuchingamidza nemurufaro pano.
Makadi muri sei.
Tiri kunzwa kuti imi semuimbi pane zvimwewo zvirongwa zvamuchange muri kuita mangwana. Titaure kuti zvirongwa zvipi zvichange zviri kupi.
Okay, mangwana nemangwana ndinenge ndine Women's Breakfast iri kuhostwa neRotaract kuHarare vachitemberera vanhukadzi nevakadzi vakati one day vachataura pana inini Tariro neGitare musician pana Alana Chinara wekuzou pana Winnie Michanyuka wekusouth African Airways na previous deputy minister wejekofuti maihunze saka tichange tichitemberera tiri koko usiku wacho after that tichavatenda kuworld bank vari kupembererawo futi Women's Day nemayoung innovators manheru tichazoita zvemagitare tichipembererawo vakadzi vari mumusic ndina Amy and the calamities anoridza futi gitare koita etrio yevakadzi inonzi Zinaraya yapembera tese tichiridza magitare kualliance francaise.
Ko pane zvimbo here zvamakanyora kana kuti zvamakagadzirira kuti mugoonge muchiridza iwe mangwana?
Hongu, pane inonzi mambokadzi rurumbo rwandakanyora ndichipembererawo vanhukadzi kuti vedu wee pauri ipapo ngosimuka rise up tida kukurudzira vanhu kadzi kuti ita zvaunokwanisa kuti shandisa chipo chako ubudirire.
Mune gitare renyu here mumbotititse nhumbijana vanhu vambonzwa vanhu vangati pamwa usiri yetariro watinoziva mumboimba tinzwa?
Chokwadi ndini wacho rekai ndipindirei. I see your friend, your eyes, your joy, your pain, your eyes. Even though you are hurting, you will make it through. Put in my book, I see. Keep your focus on the road. Oh, let it go, when you fumble that. Rise up and sing, stand up for peace, when you fumble that. Rise up and sing, stand up for peace, when you fumble that.
Aiwa, kamutakunanzwa ko. Asi ndambofunza tariro kuti sei tichiona kuti madzimai mazhinji havawanike kana panyaya dzekutaura zvinhu zvatingati zvezvo zvinovabatsira mune ramangwana. Asi kana ukaenda ipapa dande mutande kana pane guhwa kana kuti zvimwe zvakadaro unoona madzimai takawanda ikoko, chii chaizvo chiri kumboitika?
Chinonyatsoitika ndechekuti chokwadi ndechekuti madzimai vanobata kwese. Pamwe ndekungoti inini hamusi kungozozvinzwa chete, asi pese panenge pane development, pese pane zvinhu zviri kubudirira, pane madzimai anenge achibata basa. Zvinozongorwadza ndechekuti zvinobuda zvinhu zvakaipa zvinoitwa nemadzimai, asi zvakanaka zvakawandisa. Dzimwe nguva tisu vacho vanhukadzi tikutadza kuzvipembedza nekuti ndo zvinhu wedu, hatingozvipembedza nekuti ndo zvatagara tichingoita. Asi ndinovimba kuti vakadzi vanoita zvinhu zvinoshamisa, asi kungozvipembedza ndokwatinotadza.
Hey, maybe if you can just tell us in English, what's your program like for tomorrow? You're an artist yourself, but I see you have been roped in with other women in industry and other, you know, women doing various, you know, different types of jobs. What exactly will you be doing tomorrow to mark this day?
So tomorrow morning we'll be celebrating International Women's Day at a breakfast being hosted by the Rotaract in Newlands. And this breakfast is particularly inviting women from different industries. And I'll be a panelist together with Winnie Chanuka from South African Airways, Alana Chinara from Zo, and the previous Deputy Minister of Gender, Mayo Hungwe. And basically just discussing the theme for International Women's Day and seeing how Zimbabwean women have fared in terms of development of the country and where we stand and where we're going. So I'm really looking forward to that and invite women to come through if you're in Harare.
And what's the importance of women being honored on this day? And also the theme is balance. Can you just explain to us what does it mean?
For me, women should be celebrated because there's a lot that we do that doesn't get recognized, one. And then also, when we look at balance, in my case, I really look at it as women should now seek purpose. Because without purpose, you're not balanced. You're not doing things for the right reason. You're pursuing things that are not yielding any fruit. Yes, when you align with the Creator and you seek purpose, you find that everything that you do will come together. So yeah, I really think that I feel that women should pursue purpose, and that will allow for them to have a lot of balance in their life.
Thank you so much. There is Chipo Musumbanyi, Musumbanyika, who aripana pa live talk edu pa Facebook page. Eshona hanzi Tariro. Wow. Thank you, dear Saka. You have a fan right here. So please stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Star.
Yebo ke lapho ke ecingweni silomculi ke umhlabeleli okuthiwa ngu Tariro ne guitar. Uchasisela ke ngomcimbi ababelayo kusasa lapho thi uyabele ziphatha amandla zikahulumende abosomabhizimusi abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bexoxisana ngalona lolu daba lokuthuthukiswa kwempilo yabesifazana. Sesibuyela njalo, going back to you, Magodo Ngamahlangu, you said earlier on in Ndebele that most women, especially in Bulawayo, are living in poverty because following the shutdown and the clashes that followed and the destruction of shops. Can you give us a picture of what is happening?
Yeah, as we commemorate the International Women's Day in Bulawayo, it's a very sad day, it's a somber period for us. because we are women in distress, because, like I said, we have a dysfunctional economy, and the shutdown West End, that situation, because the local shops started to provide us with basic commodities at no transport cost. Now they are just metal shops. There's nothing that you can buy from the shop. This has reduced the number of meals that our family were able to put for our families. This came from a consultation where we had 200 workshops in the community of Bulawayo, Hachi Sister in Bulawayo. We managed to reach over 3,000 women. And it was shocking and also sad to note that most families can only afford one meal. So they will eat 1,500 hours, that is 3 p.m. in the evening. That will be your normal chawla and green veggies. Some families say they are not even affording the green veggies because of the perennial water crisis in Bulawayo, where they don't have a garden to plant the green veggies. So they will just have it with water or whatever. As it means, some even say the lemon is now used as a relish in their families. And those who are saying they are having two meals, when we ask them to elaborate and describe the two meals, they say in the morning it's just porridge, maize meal porridge, plain, at times without sugar. And then in the evening, around 7, their dinner will also consist of ischwala and green veggies. And some say the chunks are some of the still affordable things. When we ask them about what other relish, they say the meat, they cannot, beef and chicken, it's a rare thing, they cannot even afford to buy it. And the shutdown was in that because the local shops have been looted and the businessmen could not start that. So it's a sad scenario for us. But as women, we took this day to say, let us pick ourselves up and see, left the way forward. What is it that we can do? We've been the strategy, the human rights task force, for so long. But what is it that we want the government to know? What is it that you would want the world to know, and how can we be assisted? How can we assist each other?
Yes, and on that note, how are you observing the Women's Day tomorrow?
Tomorrow we continue the conversation and say, what is it? We cannot be perpetually complaining and saying things are tough. We live in a particular community or economy. We demand that we want the government to fulfill, because the government is the obligation to, when it comes to economic and social cultural rights, the government is an obligation to protect, fulfill, and respect those rights. And we have noted that the Minister of Finance, Ntuli, when he's announcing this 2%, 5%, he will cushion other professionals. We are not professionals. We are just community women. We need to be cushioned also on these things. We thought the removal of duty on sanitary pads was going to cushion us, but that has not changed anything, because most of the women cannot afford the sanitary pads. So we want practical measures. We want the balance for better, and we want this from the issues we've seen with the fiscal announcement of the budgeting of the country. And we should be seen with other means, like an ordinary person who's not employed. And we are living in a country where over 94% are not employed, and those who are informally employed. So this is what we want. We want to see measures. We don't want to hear people talk and say Zimbabwe is open for business. For who? What about us, in ordinary person in the community? Section 14 of the Constitution speaks about the government creating an environment where we can earn a living on our own, but we need that conducive environment to be created for us so that we can work. We're not saying, we know that it will take time for the government to create industries and employ people. We need a space to do things on our own, a conducive environment. And as I said, the environment in Bulawayo is not conducive.
Yes.
After the looting, the shutdown, the soldiers, the police went door to door beating women and the people in their homes, and that fear is back. We want to free ourselves from that fear and start earning a living.
Yes, those are powerful words there. You can stay on the line. We'll come back to you. I understand we have a caller. Ngubani umlaleli esilaye ecingweni.
Godfrey.
Hawu, siyathaba ukuba lawe, but Godfrey. Ungaphosela kho ngodaba lololu segudwi.
Ya.
Mhm.
Ngathi ngacho kancane.
njengamanje ngibheke into eyenzakalayo ezendakithi ekhaya. Nesimo ilizwe elikilo nabantu, isimo ababhekane nazo.
Ye, uthi umzwile ekhuluma.
Yalo?
Ya, ungaqhubeka. Bengisithi umzwile ekhuluma lo Nkosazana Magodo ngamahlangu ecingweni. Sithi abantu bahlezi kubi ngenxa yokutshengisela ukusanda ukwedlula. Ungathini ngempilo yabantu nje jikelele ekhaya khona phana? Usinike umbono wakho.
Ya. Mina ngwami bengifisa ukuthi aluba uhulumende uyantshintsha ukwenza. Ngoba mina ngokwami mangibhekile. Ngithe ngithi ngiyananzelela mangibheka ngilandelela izindaba. Ngilandelela kakhulu izindaba ezipostwayo nokuhamba kwabaphethe. Ngiyabona ukuthi singathi ilizwe lisendaweni yokuthi alilamali. Kodwa bona abaphethe imali balayo bayayidla. Ukuthi mangithi ngiyabheka abahlela ndaba yokuthi abantu kanjani, abantu baphila njani, sebezibhekele bona ngendlela bona ukuthi baziphilise ngeyabo indlela abafuna ngayo. Ngoba njengamanje umuntu uyathi khona njengokuthi khona phaa kobulawayo ahambe kobulawayo kunda afuna ukuvotela abanikeze something athole lawo mavoti. After that sezisapota yena isisu sakhe sezisabanzela yena. Abasabheki ukuthi abantu labo bona baphila njani. Ngoba mina ngibona wami imali bona banayo bayibekile bayakwazi ukuthi bona noma yini abayithandayo bavela besiya kuphi nakuphi basenda amamiliyoni namamiliyoni. Kodwa ilizwe alilalutho, emabhenki akulalutho. Abasabheki ukuthi abantu kumele phela kuvota andivote ukuthi siphile nini sonke nini, hhayi ukuthi kuphile lofake esihlaleni kuphela.
Yebo ke, hhayi siyabonga umbono wakho but Godfrey Nyoni.
Yebo.
Yes, that was a listener, Godfrey Nyoni. He's saying the problem with the people in positions, mm-hmm. Once they elect them or they appoint them, they no longer think of the masses. They are now enriching themselves. That is what he's saying.
Very good observation there. But let's go back to Tarone Gitare Kanamuri Panare Gaitimbons Wakwamuri. Kuti imi seva neta jemi tambo. Semadzimai zvizva mungati mimi muri kuona zvirikukosheswa chaizvo muri kukosheswa here semadzimai toza kuti kudhara waiti ukati uda kuimba waitotorerwa shamu uchirohwa kana mwana wenyu imi akati ada kuimba muri kuita sei
munongodzomunekadzi munhu anongoagara achingosvirohwa nyange uri muindastry iti zvayo asi zvendirikuona mazuva ano ndezvekuti vanhu vanenge vavhurika fungidzano nekuti muzvikoro matiri kufamba umu tinoona kuti vanhukadzi vari kukurudzirwa kuti tiri kudzidzawo mainstrument kuimbawo nekuita zvakasiyana-siyana maererano nemaarts saka ndikuona kuti tinga dziri kuandigana tisasvika chete
tomboti pane vamwewo amai vakateerera pari zvino vane mwana ari kuti inini ndafunga ndoda kupinda zvangu mudrama ndoda kuita zvekuimba mungavapewo simbiso yekuti chii semunhu ari kuitawo izvozvi zvemitambo
chokwadi ndechekuti ndavashandi hapana basa raungaita wedha riri mumaasi kana kuti uda kuita dokta kana uda kuita lawyer shanda 15 hours nekuti chipo hehe unenge wakapiwa John Mansa kuti pamwe unoone chipo chacho asi kana usina discipline kana usina wait ethic hapana zvazvinobatira saka shanda mwanasikana zvinoita
Imbobatai makadaro regai timbotora mai Linette Karenye vanomirira ivo madzimai mubato reMDC yava Nelson Chamisa. Hello mai Karenye.
Hello, uri sei mavhela?
Aiwa ndiriwadi. Tombotarisa zuva remadzimai remangwana iri makarirongerei madzimai vari mubato renyu rinopikisa reMDC?
Zuva ramangwana tiri kunge tiri kuchitungwiza seMDC. Tichange tine madzimai emumastructures nemadzimai emuno muHarare nechitungwiza vachange vachiuya kuzocelebrata zuva re-International Women's Day. Kwete kuselebreta kukufara kwekuti tine zvatakawana zvakanyanya asi kungo farira zuva remadzimai kuti izuva redu Zimbabwe yose nekunze kwenyika kune dzimwe nyika.
Mabasa api? Ehe, mabasa api amuri kuti mimi ari kubatana nemadzimai? Amungada kuona dzimwe dzenguva kana kuti hurumende kana nevarumewo vachibatsiranawo nemadzimai kuti madzimai awane kuachiremekedzwa?
Ah, zvakati wandei mavenasi. Tine zvakawanda zvetinodawo kuti varume vatibatsire maringe neishu yekuenderana kwemikana. Mune kwese, kune zvematongerwe enyika, mune zvose zvekumakanzuru, mune zvese zvemabasa ose, whether public or private sector. Tiri kudawo kuti varume vatibatsire nekuti tese tinoziva kuti madzimai mukukura kwedu taingosarira kumashure nekuda kwekukudzwa nekurerwa kwatakaita. Umwe mwana ainzi mukomana ndiye anoenda kuchikoro, musikana asingaendi kuchikoro. Saka ukatarisa pazvinhu izvozvo zvinotoratidza kuti pane gepi rakakura maringe nekuenzana kwemikana. Saka zvinhu zvatinenge tichidawo kuti tinge tichipinda mazviri. Nyaya dzemadomestic violence inyaya dzakawanda dzinobata vanhukadzi. Nyaya dzemachild rights, vana vazhinji, a girl child, zvinhu zviri kuaffecta muZimbabwe. Nyaya yevana vari kuroorwa vari vana vadiki inyaya dziri kuaffecta chinonzi munhukadzi. Saka izvozvo zvese zvinhu zvatinoona semadzimai kuti zvaida hurumende ipindire, zvaida vematongerwe enyika vapindire, zvaida vemazikereke vapindire, vaone kuti idzodzo magepi iwayo anoda kuti abatsiridzwe kuti adzorerane tisvike panzvimbo yatinoita zvinhu toti aiwa pari zvino taakuwana mikana yakaenderana.
Mm-hmm. Maybe before I let you go, when we look at the 50-50 gender parity, we look at the case of Zimbabwe. It's soon to end. What's your take on that?
The issue of 50-50, you said 50-50 or the issue of 60 seats? The issue of 60 seats, the reserved seats, for sure it is going to come to an end. And that there are different views on the issue of this policy, whereby other women are saying we must ask for the extension of it, and others are saying we must go for 50-50. If you ask my personal view, I will not go for the 60 seats because it is disadvantaging women, whereby when we go for the primaries or when we go for the issue of these reserved seats, the men in our political parties, they will begin to say you have got already reserved the seat, so you can't come and claim for the first pass to the post. So my personal view is, as women of Zimbabwe, we must go for the 50-50 first, so that we have, out of 210, we have 105 seats reserved for women and 105 for the others. Then the other issue is, if you want to go, or if you want to add the issue of 60 seats, we can even have both the 60 seats first, then the 50-50 issue. But we must go for 50-50 first. When you achieve 50-50, then we can have an additional of the issue of proportional.
Thank you very, very much. Please stay on the line, Star.
Yebo ke lapho ke besizwa unkosikazi Lynette Kareni with MTC esixoxela ke ngokuthi bazama njani imizamo leyana kukhulumende ukuthi weneliswe amathuba abesifazana lawe silisa elingane. Kunjalo nje sizabuyela njalo kunkosikazi kunkosazana Magodo ngamahlango esilaye ecingweni lapha. Sicela nje usichazisele ngamafichane ukuthi nxa ukhangela uke wakhuluma ngokhulumende lo omutsha ukuthi lifuna ukubona njengenhlanganiso egcwalisa akukhulumayo athi ukwenza nje ngomlomo akukho okunye okuhle ongathi usekwenzile yini, ngoba besixoxa lapha lo mphathi intambo obona ngeziphathelane labesifazana unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyone sithi hayi kuningi asebekwenzile kwabesifazana. Uyavumelana lakho lokho?
Fazana, sifuna kudala umehluko empilweni zethu. Inkinga ekhona ukuthi kulokunye ukuthi abangumama abasezengeni elithize bazathi ngoba bona bakuma-positions bathi into zamele kuhle, kodwa sikhangele umama we-community. Ngithanda ukuvumelana le sikhulumo esanda khuluma uLinette athi khuma kathi sokuthi khona tomorrow they are not celebrating. It's just about a whole lot of talk style. Ba ikhomalobereta ilanga leli ngoba ngumuntu on the ground yakubona okwenzakalayo. So mama uThembiso mayisithena kukhona okuhle okwenzakalayo mhlawumbe kwenzekela khona ngale kubo bona abasezikhundleni, but mabe befuna ukukhuluma ngokumele umama on the ground sikhuluma iqiniso sibili, akula okuhle okwenzakale mama ngoba kathesi sibe sizakuxokozela ukuthi akhuluma bafuna ukukhuluma nge-diaspora tax baqalathanga i-2%. Yoba sonke umuntu 74 kg, wonke umuntu wenzani, akula mali. Basithanga 2% idla ezikhwameni zethu. So kubuya kathi siwakhuluma nge-diaspora tax. If you are looking at, you have to look at the diaspora tax le abayikhuluma ngayo bathi ifunwa ngabanye abantu. Kodwa laba asikawatholi on the ground abayifunayo. Uzalithola ukuthi ihlasela abantu bethu babafowethu abaphumeleli izweni baphandle. Nisehlilwa ngomumo ezomnotho eZimbabwe. Lokho kuncane ade besithumezela khona uhulumende sefuna ukulandela hle ekhulu yakhona phambi. So kungapho kuhle uhulumende asenzela khona. Angeke sesikhuluma sikhuluma ngama-tax nama-tax. We tax a very poor community and a very shallow pocket. Asilalithi ezivele ezikhwameni zethu. Kodwa so ubuhle asikawuboni.
Ye, kodwa
ubuhle sibona lapho ekhuluma imizamo sekusiyizwa. Kodwa ukuthi impact yangkhona idala umehlukenzi sifile sibi la omama ucomment hayi uhulumeni senze lokho okungeza mpile ngcono asikubona.
Ye, lokhu-ke akhuluma ngakho okwebhanga liyana eyabesifazana kanye lokuthi emaphandleni endaweni eziningi sokulezibhorane, lokuthi umntwana oyinkazana usekasahamba imanga emide sokulezinye izikolo-ke liyakubona yini lokho?
Asikuboni khona lokho. Ngingakhuluma kathe sizakutshela mina ngiza on the ground ngikhangele ngelungelo zefundo. Kula bantwana abahlala ezenzele ensiza kuvillage 4. La bantwana kwakule isikepenyana lokho kwenziwe ngesigodo, i-raft ngesikhiwa, eyayibakhosisa idamu. Idamu leli uhlala kukho idamu kwathathwa ngamanzi. Abantwana laba for the past 9 months, o-grade 3 kusiya phansi, grade 0 to grade 3 kusiya phansi, abasaya esikole ngenxa yokuthi abanesi ukukhrosa idamu. Abakhrosa idamu bakhrosa bevikana nezingwenya. Bengikhuluma labo-chief bakhona ngale, ngikhuluma labo-DS bakhona ngale, bapho ukuthi kathi kwenzakalani ngedamu leli kwehluleka. So singathathi one example ukuthi yabe yakhiwa isikolo mede endaweni yakho into eyenzakalayo ijikele. Yiwuhlupho esilalo eZimbabwe, kungenzakala one tiny thing, one sigaba besifuna ukuyibabaza, siyibabaze ukathi likhona bekuvala kwabantu amehlo. Nxa uhulumende serious ngokuthi abantwana kumele bafunde, asisele free education, kube ne-accessibility ezikolo ziseduzane kwabantwana. Kungabi lo mntwana ozathuka ngo-4 ayefika esikolo ngo-11 aphinde athayise ngo-3 ayefika ntambama ngo-10 p.m. ekhaya.
Yes,
lezi izibonile ezinjalo.
Yes, if you can put it in English briefly and explain your program on education and how the girl child is affected, also including what you observed about the children and crossing the river.
Yeah, the unfortunate part is that in Zimbabwe, we have, my team to say that things, we have schools, we have what. But what we are doing on the ground as well, we are looking at the accessibility of education in both in terms of the distance and economy. And one village in Siza, village 4, Zenzele, village 4, those children attend a school in Ekusileni. They were crossing the help of the a raft to cross this Tlalabo Ibuha Dam. Unfortunately, that due to the heavy rains sometime last year, that raft was blown away by the wind, swept away with the water. So those people in the grade 0 to grade ECD to grade 3, they are no longer going to school because they have to risk crossing a crocodile infested dam,
mm-hmm,
go to school. And they will leave their homes at 4 a.m., arrive at school at 9, and then at 3, the teachers make them knock off again so that they could arrive home on time. But they get home at 10 p.m. So the education system in Zimbabwe is really a challenge. Children are risking themselves. And at the school, you go to the school now, the teacher has no basic material to teach.
Mm-hmm.
So children are just going to school. So, yeah, we are creating a situation that is going to really be create chaos in Zimbabwe in the future. Because this generation that we are saying they are going to school, one, they are not learning. Secondly, the majority of them, they are staying at home because of failure to
Yes, siyabonga ke. Ngesi thathe umunye umlaleli. She was mostly responding to what Minister Stembiso Munyoni said, that most of it, they don't see it on the ground.
Yes, if we can take now Mrs. Veronica Mumbire of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
I know, you know, you've been waiting for us for a little bit. Tell us, what's your program like tomorrow? Where will you be and where can women come and join you?
Tomorrow, we'll be, the Minister of Women Affairs will be launching the International Women's Day in Gokwe at Nemangwe CMB.
Mm-hmm.
And all roads are leading to the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So all women and all men who can be there are welcome to be there for the launch of the International Women's Day.
Mumboti itsanangurira kuti zuva iri rakakosha sei uyezve vanoda kuuya madzimai nevarume sekutaura kwamuri kuita vanoenda kupi kwamakananga iye zvino izvi kunenge kunei.
Zuva iri rakakoshera madzimai nokuti izuva rinocherechedzwa.
I think her phone dropped because she's out in Gweru, but in Gokwe. But let me come back to Mai Karenye before I take Tariro. Mai Karenye, kune avo vangango da kunge vainemi kwa mchange mchi, kunge mchi wona zoero re International Women's Day. Vano kuona ikupi, mune muri kupi?
Tinenge tiri kuchitunguiza. Doko atinenge tiri se madzimai AMGC. Saka tiri kukoka madzimai ose kupa kuchapungu pa Gazembo. Doko atiri kuti madzimai huyai tizo tandadzana tichiyeuka iri zuva sesu MDC zuva rakatikoshera. Nekuti mai vedu mai nyaradzo Susan Tsvangirai vakashaya musi wa 6. And they saw that a celebration of madzimai International Women's Day ringe riri musuwa 8. Saka taona zvakanaka mukurangarira mai vedu zve tichiuyawo kurangarira zuva remadzimai. Saka tinokukoka imose kuti huyai tizocelebrate zuva iri mukuoma kweupenyu tinge tiri pamwe chete.
Aiwa, tinokutenda imuvenezwa rakanaka reInternational Women's Day. Regaindene kuna Tariro. Tariro, imi seva nenge vachita zvekuimba nevamwe vamataura vai. Mune muri kupi mangwana?
Mangwana manheru tinenge tiri kuAlliance Française. Tichipemberera nemamwe madzimai anoimbawo mumadzikari Amy and the Calamities na Edina Raya.
Panopindwa pachena here kana kuti munhu anofana basi ipapa?
Madi?
Munopinda pachena here vanhu vanenge vada kuuya vari kupinda event yacho ndeyemahara here kana kuti vanobhadhara zvinofamba sei?
Pane kamubhadharo karipo munongoziva tichishandisa maRTGS dollars. RTGS dollars inokupinza munhu.
Aiwa, pakanaka muvenezwa rakanaka and happy International Women's Day to you. You have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Star.
Yes, ithande njalo kubonga abasilandelayo lapha ukhasi lethu leFacebook, uMsunduzwa Ndlovu, uSikhumbuzo Mlalazi, uMqabuko Mhlanga, uKhudzai Samaita, sesikhulume layo uZwide Mihla Ndlovu. Bayasivingelela lapha. Ungatsho elakho elokugcina, nkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu, 30 seconds.
Elamela usigcina kusasa ilanga lamakhosikazi bomama bakobulawayo. Asisitholeni sihlangana sikhuluma ngokuhluphayo singavumi ukungezelwa. Asilinanzeni leli langa sikhangele ukuthi sibe lethemba lokuthi nxa singabuthana ngokuningi bethu sikhulume ngalezilinye singadala umehluko.
Siyabonga ke, sibonge unkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu wenhlanganiso ye-Women of Zimbabwe Arise, njalo yona ikumanyano we-Matabeleland Collective. Laba laleli bethu esikhulume labo kulolu hlelo.
Thank you very much to all our guests and to all those that were live streaming with us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye saying have a very good evening and happy International Women's Day to all the women out there. especially to some in the rural areas that may not have a chance to be able to perhaps tune in to Facebook. I hope that you hear our program tomorrow. We will be having programs on Women's Day on Studio 7, so tune in. And if you want to send a message, you can do that. You can send up a WhatsApp message and we'll be able to play some of those messages, you know, wishing other women out there a very happy Women's Day. From me, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuya, I'd like to say have a very good evening. Bye-bye.
Yeboke, lisilalele kusasa njalo siyabe siliphathele okunye ukuphathelane labesifazana lelanga lelo livalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.